Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. Today we're going to take a look at creating transparent SWFs, and I've got one right here on the stage, or on my screen, not the stage, and it's this navigation bar. But notice this navigation bar has these drop-down menus which are also part of this flash file. However, I can right-click on this and set this as my background image. You know, when I right-click on this, it's not like it's the flash menu. However, when I right-click up here, it is my flash menu. Okay, telling me I can zoom in, adjust quality settings. But down here, well, it was. There we go. Down here, it is just an image, and that's exactly what it is. This is an image file. This is an SWF file, but the SWF file is transparent. So how do we do this? Well, it all begins over in Flash. And over here in Flash, you can see I have this drop-down menu created. I publish this file as an SWF file. You can see that it behaves just as we just saw it behaving on the web. However, notice all this white space here. I don't have an image here. So what we need to do is use HTML to tell this SWF file, hey, all this extra space where nothing is, I want you to knock that out and make that transparent. We're going to do that using Dreamweaver. I just want to show you that this SWF file, in fact, does not have any image underneath there. We're going to be doing that using HTML and, well, really CSS. And you're going to see the big advantage to that. I'll show you it when we finish up the file. So over here in Dreamweaver, you should set up a root folder if you have not already. And once you set up your root folder, right-click on the folder and just choose New File. And that's going to insert a new .html file. So we're just going to name this drop-down menu .html. Hit Enter or Return and double-click on that HTML file. I am now going to collapse my Files panel just to get it out of the way, give us a little bit more space here on our screen. And I'm going to come up here to Insert Layout Objects Div Tag. Now, I can also just come up here to my Common tab and select Insert Div Tag, or over here on my Layout tab, I can just select Insert Div Tag there as well. I'm usually here in my Common toolbar, so I usually just use this, Insert Div Tag. Whatever way you do it, you're going to get this Insert Div Tag dialog. We're going to give it an ID, don't worry about class, and we're going to call this Content underscore Container. And we are going to set a new CSS style rule for this. So the new CSS rule dialog box pops up. Notice the insert div tag dialog hanging around back there. We're going to set the selector type to advanced. That's IDs and pseudo class selectors. The selector in this case is content container, which, incidentally, is the ID of our div tag that we are about to insert. We're going to define this rule in a brand new style sheet file, brand new CSS style sheet file. Hit OK. And Dreamweaver wants us to save this style sheet file somewhere. I'm going to select Site Root up here, this button. It's always a good idea to do that to ensure that you are working within the correct Dreamweaver site, and you are, in fact, even working inside of a Dreamweaver site, not just saving it out somewhere on your hard drive where Dreamweaver can't really control it. So I'm here at the Site Root. I'm going to select CSS. I've got a CSS folder here. And I'm just going to name this temp and save it. Now I get the CSS rule definition dialog box where I can style this div tag. We're going to make a few changes to it. We are going to first set the background color. I'm going to write pound, which is shift 3, E6, E6, E6. I believe that's the light gray I'm looking for. Yeah, it looks like a nice light gray in there. And then I'm going to come down here to box, and I'm going to set the width to 800 pixels. I'm going to hit tab a couple times and set the height to 600 pixels. Dreamweaver automatically knocks you into pixels because that's the first option there. You could select any of these other units of measure. We're going to select pixels. And then we're going to set the margin to 0. Notice all of them get set to 0 because we have this little same for all checkbox checked. Uncheck that once you punch 0 into the top and set right to auto and then set left to auto. Leave top and bottom at 0. Applying these settings to the margin will center this div tag in the middle of our page, which is very, very useful. Hit OK. And now we're going to hit OK to actually insert our div. Notice it's centered, and we just have a little tag here that says content for this div goes here. I'm going to delete that to get it out of the way. All right. Also, notice we have this little temp.css file that has opened. And right in here, we have all that code that is styling the content container, which it is targeted. And that content container is the ID of this div. You can see down here in the properties panel, we've got div ID content container. We can edit that CSS just by selecting that div and hitting edit CSS, and it'll pop us over here to the CSS panel. However, my favorite way to edit the CSS properties of any given object is to select the all button here. And under this is in the CSS panel, under CSS styles tab, you can see we've got this temp.css folder under the rules section. Just hit the plus and double click on the content container selector, and up pops the rule definition dialog box. And then you make your changes, just hit OK, and you're done. So it's really, really simple. And that's how you set up the initial div. All right, we need to set up a couple divs inside of this div, and then we will place our SWF file. Collapse my files panel once again. And I'm going to insert another div. Notice that my little cursor here is inside of this big div tag that we just created. Actually, before I create another div, select outside of it, and cursor stays in there, so you don't really have to worry about selecting outside it. But just make sure you don't have anything else selected. And the properties panel should look similar to mine. And I need you to hit page properties. Under page properties, we're going to change the background color to, let's try pound EE, EE, EE. So that's six E's. I believe that's a very, very light gray, somewhat lighter than the gray we have in there. So hit apply, and we can see, in fact, that we do have a very light gray outside of our box, which is a slightly darker gray. I'm going to save this and preview this in Internet Explorer. It's going to tell me some files needed to accurately preview this page have been modified but not saved. Would you like to save them now? The file this is talking about is this CSS file. Notice it's got the little asterisk there indicating that it has not been saved yet. So I'm just going to hit yes. And here we are, Internet Explorer. We've got this darker gray box, which is centered on a light gray background. Perfect. Okay, so back to inserting another div. Select inside of this div container. Notice that here on our little code tree, code bar, we have, it says the body tag, and then it's got this div tag, and it's telling us that the ID is content container. If I were to click it, it selects it. I want to select inside of it, and because it's highlighted, that's letting me know that yes, I am inside of that div. I want to make sure I'm inside of that div, and I'm going to insert another div tag. I'm going to set the ID of this to logo area, just basically for lack of a better name. We're not really going to be using this for anything other than just, you know, if you were creating a website, you would probably have an area at the top of your page for a logo. I'm going to choose new CSS style. Again, the selector type is advanced, and the selector is that logo area, which notice, by the way, Dreamweaver is automatically grabbing that as the selector. And we're just going to define this in the same temp.css file. You don't have to worry, you don't have to create a brand new CSS file for every single rule you define. That's one of the beauties of this, is that you can really just attach, because basically all this is doing is appending all the CSS changes onto this CSS file, but because we're using the selector, it's not going to edit this big box. It's only going to select this div tag, because this specific div tag, this one, logo area, the one we're about to insert, is the selector for this CSS rule. It's basically, you can think of it as the portion of the website that this CSS styling is targeting. So we're going to hit OK, and we get a rule definition area. First thing we're going to do is choose a background color, and we're just going to select one of these light or medium grays. We'll select the lightest gray. And for box, we're going to set the width to 800 pixels and the height to 100 pixels. And that's it. I'm just going to hit OK. Select OK, and we get this nice little div right here at the top of our box. I'm just going to type in here logo area. Now, I'm just going to click out into the gray of the div area again, and we need to insert another div tag. So insert div tag. We're going to name this one, the ID of this one, that is header underscore image, because this is going to be the div that holds that image that is going to be underneath our flash file. We're going to create a new CSS style for this. We're going to call it header image. It's going to be the selector. It's going to be an advanced selector for an ID. And we're going to define it in the same temp.css file. Hit OK. We get our CSS rules definition dialog. And here under background, we're going to set the background image to the image that we wish to display underneath the SWF file. So I'm going to go browse, and I've got this image here called header image droplet. I'm going to hit OK. Now, real quick, notice that image is 800 pixels by 250 pixels tall. I've gone ahead and in Photoshop created that file because that is the same exact size as my flash file. It's also 800 by 250 pixels. Hit OK, and that is now our background image. I also want to go back over to box and just set the width to 800 pixels and the height to 250 pixels, and then select OK. And now hit OK, and we insert a div, and notice that we just have this nice little photo sitting right underneath our logo area. Okay, time to insert the div that is going to hold the SWF file. Here's where things get slightly tricky. Just click out to the gray area again. We're just inside of our content container div. Insert a new div tag. We're going to give this one an ID of nav_bar. And we're going to create a new CSS style, just the same as we've been creating these advanced pseudo class selectors and IDs. The selector is navbar. And we're going to define it in the temp.css file. Hit OK. Here's the CSS rule definition. We are going to set a background color, something kind of crazy, maybe a green, just for an example. And we're going to go to box. We're going to set the width to 800 pixels and the height to 250 pixels, just as we have been doing. But here we're also going to go to positioning, and we're going to set the z-index to 2 and the type to absolute. And placement from the top. Remember, our div up here is 100 pixels tall, plus we have a slight margin between the edge of the div and where the browser window is. So we're going to try anywhere from 100 pixels to 110 pixels. It's going to depend on the browser. Each one will render slightly differently. So I'm going to choose like 107 pixels. I'm going to hit OK and hit OK again to place it. You can see we've got our div here, and you can see that the navigation picture or the header image is sticking out from underneath this navbar div. But you can see that our navbar div is sitting on top of that image. Matter of fact, if I select that, or I come over here to my CSS panel, and you can see now we have our temp.css file, and I can just double click the navbar CSS rule. And if I get rid of the background color and hit OK, you can see right through it and you can see our image. I'm going to set it back to green though. Right like that. Hit OK and it's back to green. I'm going to delete this text from here and I'm going to make sure my cursor is inside of this navbar div. I can clarify that and be sure of that by checking the code bar right down here at the bottom, and you can see that div navbar is highlighted. I'm going to come up here to my insert toolbar, my common toolbar, and select the media tab, and I'm just going to hit flash. Up pops a select a file browser. I'm going to hit site root, just like we've been doing. Then I'm going to navigate to my flash folder and choose dropdownmenu.swf. I'm just going to double click that. It's going to ask me for some accessibility attributes. I'm going to ignore them for now and just hit OK. And you can see I've got my flash file dropped in here. I'm going to save this file now, and we're just going to check it out in the browser real quick. So select this little globe, and I'm going to preview it in Internet Explorer. It's going to tell me that I need to save this CSS file. I'm going to hit yes, save it. And here it is in Internet Explorer. You can see it's slightly off in Internet Explorer, but that's going to work out fine. But also, our SWF file is not showing up. That's just because this is Internet Explorer, and Internet Explorer is a pain in the neck. So I'm just going to right-click up here and tell it to allow the ActiveX stuff. And you can see that what we've got is not a transparent SWF. Anything but a transparent SWF. It's solid. We can't see our image. Heck, we can't even see the color of our div. So I'm going to close that. We need to make some changes here. Select that flash file and look to your properties panel. At the very bottom of the properties panel, there's this Edit Parameters button. Select that. And up pops the Parameters Editing dialog box. Under the parameter section, type the word W, just the letter W, and then the word mode. So it's W-M-O-D-E, W mode. Then over in the value section, type the word transparent, and then select OK. All right, let's just save this, and let's check it out in Internet Explorer again and see what happens. Preview in Internet Explorer. Okay, allow that blocked content, and hey, check this out. We now have our SWF file, and we can see the green. So what that must mean is if I edit this navbar CSS rule, which is editing the div that this SWF file is sitting in, if I edit that rule and get rid of that green background and set the background to none, hit OK. I'm going to save my CSS file. Just Command or Control S. And then preview this in a web browser. really, allow that block content, I ought to have an SWF file that just drops down over my photo. How cool is that? And I can show you as well as that it works in Firefox. Just preview on Firefox. Okay? Doesn't appear to be centered, but it is actually centered. It's just Firefox is smart enough to know that I've got much more screen off to the side of the window here. And it's not fooled by the fact that I've got the window shrunk. But you can see that this works, and it's a transparent SWF. All right, the advantages to this, well, if you want to change that header photo, all you have to do is come into your CSS styles section and edit the header image rule, come under background, where we set that background image, choose browse, and I've got another header image here. I'm just going to hit OK to select that one. I'm going to hit OK. We can see down there that something's changed. And I'm just going to save this, and let's preview this in the browser. Yes, we want to save the CSS file and check it out. We just changed the photo that easily. We didn't have to go into the Flash file and go changing a photo. And you can see that this lines up pretty well with Firefox. And it also, despite the fact that it looks kind of messed up, it also lines up pretty darn well with Internet Explorer. Just allow this blocked content. Notice also here with Internet Explorer, it has changed the photo. So that is the advantage of being able to set your SWF file to a transparent window mode, which, by the way, is what WMode stands for. It's window mode. And allow it to show through and show you whatever's underneath. And using divs, and this div that's absolutely positioned, allows you to have these layers for your website and do all kinds of cool things with them. And that's just one of the very cool things you can do using div tags and CSS here in Dreamweaver. So I certainly hope you've learned something. I hope you've enjoyed it. And please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Here, once again, is one last look. SWF file. But under here, it's just a photo. So that's how you do it. And that's it for this one. Thanks for watching.